ABC Radio Australia.
Supporters of a man who's facing extradition from Australia to Samoa are hoping the change of government in Samoa will see him released from custody. Talele Ponga has been in detention in Queensland for nearly a year after the former Samoan government sought his extradition. It alleged he was involved in a plot to assassinate the former Prime Minister Tuilepa Selele Maliilengaoi, but Tuilepa is now out of the PM's office, and Mr. Ponga supporters say the allegations against him is politically motivated and they're hopeful he will soon be set free. Liam Fox reports.
Talalele Paunga has been held in detention in Brisbane since August last year. That's when the Samoan Australian was arrested after the Samoan government asked Australia's Attorney General to extradite him to face a charge of conspiracy to murder. Friend and supporter Tracy Nelson says it's taking a toll on him and his family.
It's had a really straining on him and also his children, his whole family as well. They're all stressed out. They don't know what's happening as well.
Before his arrest and detention, Mr. Paunga was a vocal critic of the former, long-time Prime Minister Tuilaepa Selele Maliilengaoi. Back in 2018, he made headlines when he hurled abuse and a pig's head at Tuilaepa during a visit to a church in Queensland. Ms. Nelson believes the assassination allegation and the extradition attempt were politically motivated.
At the time, a lot of people were scared to voice their opinions against the Tuilaepa and HRPP party. And this is what's happened. It was politically motivated, in my opinion. And this is all, that's why he's been extradited in this case.
Samoan police allege Mr. Paunga is one of four men involved in a plot to assassinate Tuilaepa in 2019, though few details have been publicly released. In Samoa, the three others have been charged with conspiracy to murder, an offence which carries a maximum sentence of life in prison. But now, Tuilaepa is no longer Prime Minister. After 22 years in power and a dramatic three-month political standoff following elections in April, he's been replaced by Fiame Naomi Mataafa and her new fast party government. Ms. Nelson hopes the new government will drop the case and extradition request against Mr. Paunga.
I'm very hopeful, and a lot of people are hopeful, and Tala is hopeful as well, that they will be reviewed and thrown out.
Mr. Paunga's extradition case has gone through court in Brisbane and a magistrate has ruled he is eligible for extradition. His lawyer, Greg Finlayson, says they are challenging that process in the higher federal court. He says there's still some way to go in the extradition process before Mr. Paunga could potentially be sent to Samoa.
The Australian Attorney General has the final say in these matters, and it's a broad matter of discretion because the matters which have been alleged against our client are really matters that are said to have all occurred in Australia. Now, our client's never been approached by the Australian police about this. This is purely a matter that's emanated from the old government of Samoa.
Mr. Finlayson says the case has wider implications beyond Mr. Paunga's circumstances.
He's been subject to periods of isolation, so it's not an easy matter for anyone that's the subject of an extradition request in Australia. That's a matter of contention much more broadly than our client, that Australian citizens can be arrested on the allegation of a foreign government in Australia and put in jail until it's all sorted out.
The ABC approached Samoa's new government to see if it was considering dropping the case and the extradition request against Mr. Paunga. A spokesman said the government's first priority after months of political uncertainty is to organise a budget, but then it would be a matter that the new Justice Minister would look into.
Liam Fox reporting there.